You're listening to an audio recording created by Jason Crow. This audiobook is a conversion of the story called Hannah and Her Brothers, written by Alex Hawk. This recording is brought to you for free, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. Both text and this recording are protected by copyright laws, so please respect that. You can distribute it if you want to, but please be kind enough to make references to where you got it and who wrote it. Check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more information and stories. And now, let's start with the story.
Hannah and Her Brothers, written by Alex Hawk.
You have been listening to an audiobook brought to you by Jason Crow. This story is brought to you free of charge, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. If you like this story, go and check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more stories. And while you're there, drop me an email, comment or anything like that to let the authors know you like the story. Or not. Both is fine. But in the end, reading back from you is why we are writing. It's for you, the reader. Or listener in this case, but you know what I mean. Have a great day and hope to see you soon on the jasoncrow.eu website. Take care and stay safe.
I lay in my bed, shivering slightly in the cold late autumn night. It had been a very warm day, but tonight was unseasonably cold, probably only about 39 degrees outside and not too much warmer inside. In theory, I could turn the heat up, but my mom and 12-year-old brother Brady were out of town with one of Brady's swim meets, and the thermostat had a security code on it, and I couldn't turn it up, despite the cold. I was 15, I thought. I shouldn't be having to put up with this. Finally, at about 11, I got tired of trying to stay warm and thought of a different idea. I pulled on a pair of panties and a t-shirt. I normally slept nude, and walked down the hall to the bedroom of my 13-year-old brother, Matt, where I knocked on the door. I heard his still boyish voice come from the other side of the door. "Yeah? Can I come in, Matt?" "Sure." I opened his door and crept inside. In the faint light from the window, I could see Matt covered almost completely by his blankets. "Cold? What do you think?" I grinned a little while shivering still. "Well, look, I can't sleep because I'm freezing my ass off. Can I sleep with you so that we can both stay warm?" Okay, sure. Good, move over." Matt scooted over and I pulled back his blankets, joining him under them. At first it still felt cold, but after only a couple minutes I warmed up and was soon feeling nice and toasty. "Oh, this is much better, Matt. Thank you." "You're welcome, Hannah," he said, sounding a little sleepy. I laid on my back, my brother facing the wall of his bedroom, and eventually drifted off to a nice warm sleep. At some point later, I don't know for sure when I woke up. I didn't know why, but I was awake. I laid there, totally motionless, wondering what had woken me up when I suddenly became aware of my brother's hand moving along my arm. I wondered why he was doing this and couldn't figure out how I should handle it. I mean, it didn't feel bad having him touching my arm. It wasn't any really big deal. Perhaps he was sleeping and just doing so in his sleep? That was cool, I guessed. No big deal. Just as I started to doze off, I felt my brother's hand move again and heard him whisper softly, "Hannah? Hannah? Are you awake?" I said nothing, just continued to act asleep. Very slowly, Matt moved his hand off my arm and down to my stomach. He moved his fingers gently up from there until they brushed against the underside of one of my breasts. He shifted his weight a little and slowly traced his fingers up until his hand was completely cupping my breast. Well, now, this had my attention. I wanted to stop him, but frankly, it did feel good, and he was certainly keeping me warm. So I suppose I didn't have too much to complain about. Besides, it was kind of sweet in its own way. I laid there in this half-asleep state, wondering what else Matt had in mind to do. It wasn't too terribly long before I found out, as he removed his hand from my breast and whispered once more, "Hannah! Hannah, wake up!" Ignoring him, I remained motionless. Matt shifted around a little behind me, and this time I felt his fingers stray down to my panties. My pulse jumped into high gear at this point. I'd had some experience with boys, but it was mostly limited to making out and one of them feeling my breasts, just like Matt had done. None had ever put their hands anywhere near my panties, despite what they might have wanted. Matt first moved his hands along my stomach and then along the waistband of my panties. I wondered if he was going to try to slip it inside, but apparently not. All he did was my his fingers along the surface from the waistband and down slightly to the top of my pubic hair. It wasn't much, but it felt pretty nice. My brother moved his hand off my panties and I felt him shifting around behind me. It took a moment to figure out what he was doing, but once I puzzled it out, it was pretty clear he was masturbating. As I laid there in Matt's bed, trying to figure out what to do next, he moved his hand back onto my panties. "Hannah," he whispered once more. Matt was breathing pretty hard at this point. It was apparent that he was quite excited by what he was doing. I could hardly blame him, since I was pretty excited myself. Matt then slipped a couple fingers into the waistband of my panties. I found myself trying not to hold my breath as he moved them down until they encountered my pubic hair. He traced his fingertips around in the tangle, and then moved down a little more until his fingers brushed against my clitoris. Now I was getting really turned on, even if it was my little brother who was feeling me up. It still felt really nice. Besides, there wasn't really any harm in it, was there? It certainly was keeping me warm. Then my brother's fingers drifted lower until the tip of one finger was pressing right against my vagina. He pushed slightly, and I felt his finger slide in a little as he breathed out, whispering, "Oh, wow." I felt my brother's bed shaking a little, and his finger trembling as it pushed a little more into my vagina, past about the first knuckle or so. Then Matt let out a little moan and stiffened up next to me. He was coming, I realized. When Matt was done with his orgasm, he laid there silently next to me for a moment, then pulled his finger out of me. He moved around a little and after a bit started breathing like he was asleep. Once I was sure he was sleeping, I got out of his bed, went to the bathroom, masturbated to a quick orgasm of my own, and then went back to go to sleep, drifting off with images of Matt dancing in my head. By the time I woke up the next morning, Matt was already out of bed and downstairs. I laid there in his bed, wondering how much of what had happened last night had been real, and how much had just been a very vivid dream. It certainly felt like it had been real, but how was I to know for sure? I guess there wasn't any real way, unless I talked with Matt about it, and he'd lie like a dog if it were true. Oh well. When I finally got myself together and put on some clothes, I went down to where Matt was sitting in the living room watching TV. I came up to him and gave him a kiss on the cheek. "Thank you," I said. "For what?" "Letting me sleep in your bed." "Oh, sure, you're welcome," a thought hit. "If it's really cold tonight, can I do it again?" "Sure, if you want to." "I do." Okay. Matt and I went about the rest of our days separately. We got a call from our mom late in the night who told us that Brady had made it into the semifinals in his swim meet. We were all pretty happy about that, so I made a special dinner, homemade pizza, for my brother and I before we got ready for bed. When night rolled around, I was secretly pleased at how cold it was. I told Matt I planned to sleep with him tonight, and he said that was fine. So I went to my bedroom, changed into just a t-shirt, and this time, a pair of loose-fitting boxers to make it easier for him before I went and joined him in his bed. "Welcome back, Hannah," Matt said as I got into bed with him. "Thank you," I said with a giggle. Then I leaned over and hugged him, feeling his bare chest against me. "I hate freezing," Matt laughed. "Me, too. It's a lot warmer with you in here with me." "Yeah, anyhow, good night." "Good night, Matt." I laid on my back, my head tilted away from my brother, and pretended to be sleeping. It actually didn't take too long before I started to drift slowly off. But as I felt Matt begin moving next to me, I woke entirely up, wondering what he had in mind this time. "Hannah?" he whispered again. I wondered what he'd do if I responded. "Hannah, are you awake?" Upon my saying nothing, my younger brother obviously felt things were okay to go. He placed his hand at the base of my t-shirt and then slipped it slowly up inside. This was new, but it didn't bother me in the least, and it especially didn't bother me when Matt moved his hand up until it was cupping my breast, my hard nipple against the palm of his hand. Matt whispered something under his breath, but I didn't catch what it was. Obviously, he was pretty happy to have his hand on me. He pulled his hand back after a minute or two, though, but then he pulled my shirt up enough to expose both my breasts. It moved me around considerably. And if I hadn't been awake already, this would have woken me up. "Wow," he whispered as he looked at my exposed breasts. I felt him shaking a little next to me and knew that he was masturbating again. Then he placed a hand over one of my nipples again, moving it around just a little. It felt nice, that was certain. Then Matt did something I really didn't expect. He leaned down and I felt his lips against my nipple. I just had time to notice that when I felt him starting to suck gently, which really started to get me horny. It was all that I could do to keep from twitching as the pleasure flooded through my body. Just as I was getting into it, Matt pulled his mouth off me and pulled my t-shirt back down. He started shaking a little more, which reminded me of what else he was doing on his bed. I tried to picture what it looked like when Matt masturbated, what his penis might be like, etc. Then I felt Matt moving again as his hand came to rest above my panties. Moments later, he slipped his fingers under the waistband, probably very surprised to find rather less hair than there had been the day before. I'd trimmed it down a little during the afternoon. If Matt noticed any difference, he didn't let on. He just moved his fingers down until the tip of one encountered my vagina. He stuck out one of his fingers and slowly slipped it up inside me, this time until it was the way in me. "God, that's nice," Matt whispered. I felt him starting to shake big time, and it was pretty clear he was about to come. Sure enough, after only a few moments of him fingering me, he tensed up and let out a quiet moan as his climax hit. A few moments later, Matt withdrew his finger from inside my vagina. To my surprise, he then leaned over and gave me a kiss on the cheek before he laid back and, presumably, eventually drifted off to sleep. I, however, wasn't at all able to sleep. I'd been horny all day, and having my brother fingering me and sucking on my breast had been enough to make me really horny. I wanted to get out of the bed and go masturbate, but I also didn't want to freeze my ass off. Then after about 15 minutes or so, I came up with a new idea. Turning over, I cracked open my eyes and in the faint light from the window saw Matt laying on his back, about half his chest exposed from under the blanket. Quietly, I whispered, "Matt? Matt?" No reply. I grinned a little and placed my hand on his bare chest, feeling the heat from his body against me. He did have a pretty nice body, really. Plus, it was kind of cool feeling him up as he slept. Well, presumably slept. For all I knew, he was faking like I had been. "Matt? Matt, if you're awake, I'll let you fuck me," I lied softly. I figured if he was awake, that would certainly get his attention. Nothing. Good. I let my hand slide under the blanket and drift slowly down my brother's chest and stomach until I reached the top of his boxers. Swallowing a little, I moved my hand down farther until I felt a bulge in the fabric under my palm. My hand was now resting over my little brother's penis. A surge of excitement went through me at the thought of what I was doing. I felt a lot of warmth under my palm and realized that there was nothing but a thin bit of fabric between me and my brother. Did I dare go further? Hell, how could I not? I moved my hand up again and before I could chicken out, slid it under the fabric of Matt's boxers, past a small bit of pubic hair, and then just that swiftly, my fingers touched the base of his penis. "Oh, wow," I thought, but unlike Matt, didn't feel the need to say. Moving my hand down farther, I let it rest directly on his penis and felt it twitch and start to harden until it was sticking out completely. I wrapped my hand around it and held it, savoring the texture and warmth. Well, here I was with my hand down my brother's boxers and his penis in my hand. What did I do next? I had no idea. I used my other hand to reach down into my underwear and finger myself while holding him. It was certainly cool. It was at this point, with my brother's penis in my hand and my fingers inside my vagina, that my own orgasm hit me, hard and sudden. It was, without a doubt, the best I'd ever had, taking me at least a couple minutes before I came back to myself. And then after all the excitement was over, I rolled over onto my side and mere moments later was lost in sleep. The next day passed uneventfully. It was Sunday night, and Matt and I would still have tonight to be by ourselves before our mom and Brady came back. We did get a call from them saying that Brady was in the finals. We wished him luck and went about the rest of the day. I didn't know for sure what Matt was thinking all day, but I was just killing time, waiting for bed. Thankfully, it was even colder than it had been the previous two nights. I was able to go into the kitchen, open the fridge, and have warm air come out. And it was working right. Amazing and disturbing, kind of like what Matt and I had been up to. As bedtime rolled around, I made sure Matt knew I planned to sleep with him. He seemed just as thrilled about the notion as I was, though I was sure he had no idea why I was so pleased. When I got to his bedroom and under the blankets, Matt said, "Hey, Hannah." "Yeah? I got an idea." "Okay." Matt was silent for so long, I'd almost thought he was sleeping. Then he said, "Well, look, I remember reading in a Boy Scout book that, well, if you're sleeping with someone to stay warm, you should, you know, sleep naked, because the heat goes from one person to the other person better than it would with clothes." I was surprised and proud of my little brother for coming up with such an intelligent notion. So I said, "Oh, okay, that sounds like a good idea." "It does?" "Yeah." I sat up in his bed and tossed my t-shirt onto the ground, then pretended to throw my panties on the floor. What my brother didn't know is that I hadn't been wearing anything under the shirt. Moments later, Matt sat up and threw his boxers past me and onto the floor. Then we both snuggled under the blankets and said goodnight to each other. Then I just had to pretend to sleep and see how long it would be before Matt's throbbing teenage hormones overtook him. As it happened, it didn't take too long before I felt him moving around next to me. I really wished I could just open my eyes up and look at him and have him know that he was making me feel good and everything else, but I didn't want to scare him. Matt ended up making record time on his activities. Not more than 5 minutes after I'd pretended to go to sleep, he started whispering my name, trying to see if I was awake. He even shook my shoulder, wanting to make damn sure I was asleep. I gave him his wish. My younger brother didn't bother to wait any further. He simply placed his hand between my legs and started rubbing at my vagina, working a finger up inside me. I'd left my legs spread to make this easier for him, and that certainly seemed to help, and it felt even better for me, because it meant that he could get his finger into me a little deeper. Matt shifted around on the bed, and I figured he was just masturbating, but then I realized that he was trying to spread my legs. Wondering exactly what he had in mind, I let him spread them, and he got them pretty wide before he let go. Then Matt sat up and moved over, positioning himself so that he was between my legs. Okay, I'll admit, this surprised me. It was likely that my brother was going to try and fuck me, and if he thought I was going to pretend to be asleep while I lost my virginity, he had another thing coming. Still, I thought, maybe I was wrong. Maybe he didn't have that in mind, though what he did have planned, I couldn't guess. Matt moved himself up until his face was near mine. "Hannah," he whispered again. I kept pretending to sleep. "Good," he whispered softly. He reached down between our legs, and I felt the tip of his penis brushing up against my vagina. Well, great, I thought. Now I had to make up my mind and make it up quick. Did I really want to stop him, or did I want to see what it felt like to have a boy inside me? I mean, being a virgin at 15 was kind of sucky, after all. But did I want to loose it to my little brother, and while I was pretending to sleep? Now I felt the tip of Matt's penis pressing into the entrance to my vagina. If I didn't do something soon, he'd slide right inside, and what would I do then? There'd be no way I could keep pretending to sleep while I got fucked. So, being a little brat like only I can be, I opened my eyes and quietly said, "Boo!" "Ah!" Matt leapt from off me, got tangled up in his blankets, and fell onto the floor with a loud thump as I sat up in the bed and started laughing. "Hannah!" Matt yelped, trying to cover himself with the blanket that had ended up on the floor with him. I held up my hand and kept laughing as I shook my head. "You were thinking I was asleep, so you thought you'd try fucking me, right?" "What? No, of course not," my little brother replied, doing his best to look offended and innocent at the same time. It didn't work. I mean, he laughed weakly. Why would you think that? "'Cause you were naked on top of me with your dick about to poke into me." "Oh, that. Well, that's because, I decided to have mercy." "Matt, get back up into bed." "No, I'm fine down here. Well, I'm cold up here, so get your naked butt back into bed." Shyly, and doing his best to hide his naked body, Matt got back into the bed, laying as far away from me as he could get. Why are you all the way over there? I asked. More comfy. Uh-huh. You didn't have a problem being next to me the last couple nights. Matt was silent. Okay, look. Let's talk, Matt. About what? About you feeling me up when you thought I was sleeping. Oh. That. Yes, that. What do you have to say for yourself? Matt shifted around a bit and then said, sorry. That's the best you can do? Very sorry, he replied after a moment. I rolled my eyes. Try again, I said, reaching over and smacking him on the arm. Matt sighed. Okay, Hannah, I'm sorry I was feeling you up while I thought you were sleeping. It was wrong and I shouldn't have done it. Apology accepted. But wait, if you were awake, why didn't you stop me? That question was not one I'd prepared for. I settled for honestly. Well, to tell the truth, it felt pretty nice. It did? Yeah, besides, I already had my revenge. What do you mean? I mean I felt you up last night after you were done with me. You did? He asked in a stunned tone. Yeah, sorry. Oh, what did you do? I shrugged. Just put my hand down inside your boxers and held your penis for a bit. Oh. Yeah. Well, fair is fair, I guess. Yeah, Matt? Yeah? Were you really going to try to fuck me? Matt went quiet but finally said, well, I was going to try to at least put it in just to see what it felt like. Oh. Yeah. I would have pulled out before I came, but it's just that I'm a virgin still and I wanted to know what it's like inside a girl. Yeah, I can understand that. I wonder what it's like to have a boy inside me. You're still a virgin too? Yeah. Oh. Well, you might have at least used a condom. You think I want to get pregnant? I don't have any, plus I wasn't going to come in you anyhow. I was only going to stick it in and take it right back out again. Oh, yeah. We were both silent for a bit now, but then I said, so, Matt, yeah, I got a deal for you. Okay, I took a deep breath. If you promise not to come, I'll let you put it in me so that we can both see what it feels like. You will? Really? Yeah, but you can't come inside me. Okay. Matt sat up. You want me on top like I was going to be? Sure. Okay. I spread my legs wide as Matt moved around, getting between my legs. My heart was racing as I thought about the fact that I was about to lose my virginity to my little brother. I was a little creeped out, but mostly just really excited and horny as hell. Once Matt was on top of me, I took his penis in my hand and lined it up my vagina, feeling the tip press slightly into me. Push it in real slowly, okay? All right. Matt nodded at me and looked down into the darkness under the blanket. I felt him move around a little, and then a faint pressure between my legs as, with surprising ease, my brother's 13-year-old virgin penis glided smoothly into my 15-year-old virgin vagina, stopping only when he could go no deeper. For a few moments, my brain froze up as Matt entered me for the first time. The feeling of having him inside me in such an amazing fashion was really overwhelming. There was a faint twinge of pain, but that was knocked aside by the pure pleasure of our incestual coupling. It was like he was where he really belonged. Jesus, Hannah, Matt whispered, looking down at me. I know, I whispered back. This feels so cool. Yeah. I looked up at as much of my brother's nude body I could see in the faint light that filled the room. He looked really hot on top of me, I had to admit. Knowing that his penis was deep inside me made him even hotter. Matt was trying hard not to move, which I guessed meant that he was getting close to coming. I let him keep his penis inside me for about a minute or so, but then I figured anything more than that and I could get pregnant. So I had to do what I didn't want to do. Matt, I whispered. Yeah? You gotta pull out. Matt looked crushed. Do I have to? I nodded. I don't want you to, but you can't come in me. Can I just keep it inside a little longer? Please, I promise to pull out before I come. Please? Matt had such a look of desperation on his face, and it did feel really good to have him inside me. So finally I nodded and said, oh, but you better pull out. I will, I promise. Okay. Matt at first didn't move or anything, but then I felt his muscular naked body moving on top of me in a slow, somewhat steady motion, his penis sawing back and forth inside my vagina as for the first time he stared to truly fuck me. I let out a little moan and placed my hands on my brother's ass, cupping it as he fucked me, my mind spinning with pleasure. I'd never known anything could ever feel this good. If I'd known sex was like this, I would have lost my virginity years ago. Oh, ooh, Hannah? Matt gasped as he moved his penis within me. Yeah? I'm getting close. Okay, can I come in you, please? Just this once, please? I promise I'll never ask again, just this once, please. I knew I shouldn't let him up, but I didn't want to have him stop. It all felt way too good. But if he got me pregnant, oh, the hell with it. The odds of that were pretty low. I could take the chance. Okay, just this once. Oh, God, thank you. Oh. Matt's body moved faster as he thrust ever harder into me. Then he pushed deep inside me, tensed and grunted, as I felt his penis start to twitch within my vagina, and I knew that my brother's sperm was bathing the inside of my body as he climaxed. I could actually feel it spurting into me. It was incredibly intense, almost enough to trigger my own orgasm, but not quite. When my brother was done coming, he fell on top of me, his naked, sweaty body laying on mine, his erection still within my body as he tried to get his breath back. Well, I managed to say after a few moments, that was interesting. Yeah, get off me now. Huh? Oh yeah, okay. My brother's penis slipped out of my vagina as he rolled off me and onto his back. Neither of us spoke for a bit, and then he said, I can't believe we just had sex. Me either, I confessed. I really liked it. I did too, I said after thinking for a moment. Do you maybe want to do it again sometime? He asked with hope in his voice. I considered the question. Yeah, I think so. It really felt nice. Cool. Matt was quiet again. Do you think you want to do it again right now? I laughed at my horny brother. Now? But we just got done doing it. Yeah, but I'm still hard. You are? I reached under the blanket and found my brother's stiff penis. Stroking it a little, I said, damn, yeah, you are. I told you. Yeah. I thought about it for a few seconds. Well, okay, I guess we can do it some more tonight, but if we do it after this, we're going to have to get some condoms, okay? Okay, let's get these blankets off, though. I'm too hot. Me too. We tossed Matt's blankets onto the floor and savored the feeling of the cooler air over our naked teenage bodies. It was somewhat ironic that I'd come into his room originally to stay warm and now was too warm. Hey, Hannah? Yeah? Do you mind if I turn on a light this time? I want to see you when we do it. Sure, I said with a shrug. Then we both spent several minutes going, "Arr," as the light blinded us. When our eyes finally adjusted, I checked out my naked brother and got a good look at the penis that had taken my virginity. It was about 4, maybe 4.5 inches long, and, like the rest of his body, was rather thin and mostly hairless. Nice, though. You look beautiful, Hannah, Matt said, looking at me as he started stroking his penis. You look good, too. I assumed the position again, laying on my back with my legs spread wide and high, watching as Matt moved his naked body on top of mine, with his penis pointing almost straight up at the ceiling. I watched as he took it in his hand and aimed it at my vagina. Are you ready? My brother asked, looking into my eyes. Oh, yes. Okay. I looked down between my legs, wanting to see my brother entering me. I'd felt it. Of course, the first time, but this time I'd actually be able to see it when he put his penis inside me, and I couldn't wait. Matt scooted forward until the tip of his erection pressed against me. Then I watched him move again, and watched as he very slowly began to sink his penis into my vagina. The shaft disappeared into me bit by bit until it was all the way inside me, and his pubic hair was mashed into mine. It was the coolest thing I'd ever seen and felt even better than it had the first time he put it in me. God, that's cool, Matt said, smiling as he looked down at me. Yeah, it is. Matt lowered his body down onto mine and started slowly pumping with his hips, sliding in and out of me in a fairly steady rhythm. It felt wonderful having him do that. I once again let my hands stray onto his firm butt, savoring the motion of his muscles under the skin. This is so wonderful, Hannah. Matt whispered, yeah, oh God, yeah. Matt fucked me like that for a good 3 or 4 minutes before an idea hit me. Hey, Matt? Yeah, stop for a second. Matt stopped moving and looked down at me, concern on his face. What's wrong? Nothing, I grinned. I just want to be on top. Oh, Matt smiled back. Okay. Here, get off me and lay on your back. All right. Matt got off me, his penis slipping out my body as he flipped over and laid down on his bed. I straddled my brother at the waist, taking his penis in my hand and lining it up with my vagina. I thought at first that it would be a little awkward this way, but it really wasn't. I just sort of backed up, lowered myself down, and just that easily had him inside me. Oh, I really like that, I said with a smile as I looked down at my naked brother. Me too, he grinned back. I placed one hand on the bed to steady myself and the other on my brother's smooth, hairless chest as I started doing my best to ride his penis. This was going to take some practice, I realized quick. It certainly felt good to have him under me like this, and it was cool looking down and seeing the look of rapture on his face as we fucked. Oh, that's good, muttered Matt as he started pushing up into me. Yeah. My brother reached up with one hand and cupped one of my breasts, then moved the hand down to my clitoris, trying to rub at it while we fucked. After a bit, he gave up and just laid there and enjoyed the ride. Oh, Matt whispered after about 3 minutes. Oh, Hannah, I'm gonna... Ah! He pushed up into me, and I felt his penis pulsing inside my vagina as his sperm filled me. The look on his face was adorable. It was just a pity I didn't wind up coming as well. Once Matt was finished coming, I lifted myself off him and laid back down on the bed, a little of his sperm leaking out from me as I did so. I ran a finger through it and looked at it. Just like they told us in health class. Sticky, white, smelled weird. For quite a while, neither of us said anything. We just laid side by side on Matt's bed, slowly getting our breath back and staring at the ceiling, and then Matt said, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Okay. Matt got out of bed and walked out of the room, my eyes fixed on his butt as he walked. I wondered why I'd never realized before just how good-looking Matt was, probably just because he was my brother. Which brought me, of course, to another problem. I started to wonder, in the back of my head, about the appropriateness of what Matt and I had done. I mean, this was incest after all, which was illegal and most people thought it was immoral. I wasn't sure what I should think about it. It felt really good the 2 times we'd had sex. But maybe there was a good reason why it was illegal and wrong. But could anything that felt so good as this be wrong? Ah, who cared? I'd sort it out later. Right now, my mind drifted back to other things as my naked brother walked back into the bedroom, looking all shy and cute and smiling just a little bit. Hey, he said, mind if I join you? Not at all. Excellent, Matt said, steepling his fingers like Mr. Burns. I shuddered. Don't do that again. Oh, what if I do? He asked, getting into bed with me. Then no more sex. Oh, so if I don't do it, I do get more sex? My brother asked hopefully. I laughed. God, don't tell me you're horny again. Matt blushed a little. Well, not quite yet, but I'm getting there. I rolled my eyes. You're such a... I don't know what you are, but you're it. Glad to hear it. Matt leaned over and kissed me on the cheek. I laughed a little. Now you are getting to be horny again, aren't you? Matt placed his hand between my legs and rubbed at my vagina a little. Like you aren't? Well, maybe a little. Maybe you just like having your brother inside you so much that you can't ever say no? Dream on, little boy, I laughed. Oh, really? So you're saying no right now? Well, no. Wait. Yes, no. Wait. No, no. I crossed my eyes. Matt laughed. So you're saying yes right now? He pushed his hard penis against my thigh. Oh, God, it's back, I muttered, looking at my brother's erection. Yes, so can I put it somewhere nice and warm? I rolled my eyes. I can tell you where you can stick it. In you? I laughed again. You're really a pest, aren't you? That's not a no, he pointed out. I laughed some more and spread my legs for my brother. All right, I know better than to try and fight the inevitable. Good, my brother said, grinning widely as he got on top of me. He took his penis in his hand and slipped it easily into me with one smooth motion, burying himself all the way inside my vagina. Ah, a wordless moan of pleasure from me. Thank you for doing this with me. You're very, very welcome. My younger brother lowered himself down again until his face was mere inches from mine. Can we do this again? A lot more? Oh, yes. Every day? Yeah, cool. Matt smiled as he kept thrusting into me. Am I gonna have to start wearing a condom? No. I didn't really want him to. It would have seemed wrong somehow. Can I always come in you? He whispered, fucking me a little faster. Yes, I whispered back, not sure why, but it felt like the right answer. It certainly sent a little thrill through my body. Matt leaned in closer until his lips were almost touching mine as he fucked me faster and faster. Do you want to have a baby with me? Oh God, yes, I moaned, unsure if I really wanted to, but not really caring. Make me pregnant, little brother. Give me a baby. Matt closed his eyes, let out a low moan, and then, to my surprise, kissed me. his mouth pushed right up against mine as I felt his penis start kicking inside my vagina, his sperm flooding into me for the third time today, heading out onto its mission of making me pregnant. The idea of that was enough to finally give me my first orgasm with a boy. My vagina convulsing around my brother's hard penis as I clutched his ass, and the pleasure washed over me in waves that I rode with a bliss that made everything else we'd done look like nothing at all. This time, when Matt was done coming, he simply collapsed on top of me, both of us breathing hard and sweating up a storm. After a minute or two, he said, "Okay, I think I'm officially fucked out for right now," and rolled onto the bed next to me. "Yeah," I said with a gasp. "Me, too." After a bit, I got out of bed and went to the bathroom, where I did the usually bathroomy things and cleaned up a little. By the time I got back to Matt's bedroom, he was already asleep. I snuggled up under the blankets next to him, and in moments had joined him in slumber. I woke up first the next morning. I looked over at my brother, my lover, I guessed he was now, laying naked in the bed next to me. He looked so adorable. I wanted to feel him inside me again, but first needed to take care of other pressing biological business. While I used the bathroom, I thought about everything that had gone on last night. I still had no regrets, except that I did wish I hadn't mentioned anything about having a baby. Despite what I'd said, I certainly didn't want to get pregnant, especially not by my own brother. The sex was nice, but not worth that. So I made up my mind that, as soon as possible, I would get out there and get on the pill. Meantime, if Matt and I continued to have sex with each other, which seemed quite likely, we'd just take our chances. Quickly, I became aware of the fact that I really, really smelled bad. This was what a night of hardcore sex with your brother can do. Since I was still naked, I figured I might as well get a shower, so I turned on the water and, once it was ready, stepped inside. Ah, not quite as good as the sex last night, but nice anyhow, I thought to myself as the water beat down onto me. I picked up the soap and started getting clean, paying special attention to the part between my legs. Just as I was about finished, the curtain got pulled back and Matt stuck his head in. "Room for one more?" he asked. "Yeah, cool." My brother got into the shower with me, naked as he was the night before, still hard as he was the night before. I stood aside so that he could get under the flow of water, and he did so, getting good and soaked. "Ah, that feels nice." "Yeah." He grinned a little. "I'm sore in lots of places." I smiled back. "Me too." "So we really did do it last night, huh?" "Yeah, what you thought we didn't," Matt shrugged. "I wondered if I'd maybe dreamed it all." "You didn't. I know." Looking down at my brother's hard penis, I got an idea. "Stand still for a second." "Okay." I dropped to my knees in front of Matt, gave his penis a couple strokes, then opened my mouth up and lowered it around the shaft. I'd given a couple blowjobs before in my life and always felt somewhat ambivalent about them. The idea of sucking my own brother off really appealed, though, so I had no problem with doing it. "Ooh, woof, that's nice," Matt said, putting his hands on the back of my head. "Oh, that feels real good." I pulled my face off his penis, still stroking it with one hand. "Better than sex?" I asked with a grin. "Fuck no. Thought so." I went back down on my brother. After a minute or so, Matt said, "Hey, Hannah? Yeah? Can I fuck you now?" Matt grinned a little. "We can have another try at making a baby." I laughed. "Okay, sure." Standing up, I figured the best way to do it would be to turn away from him, lean up against a wall and bend over a little, which I did as Matt got behind me. I felt his penis poking against my ass. "Where do I go in?" I took my brother's penis in my hand and lined him up. "Right here." "Okay." Matt gave a little push and slowly slid his penis into my vagina. He moaned a little and began thrusting slowly. It was pretty neat, really, because I could feel his hips pushing against my butt as he fucked me. I moaned lowly as my brother fucked me. Oh, I loved having him inside me like this. I was addicted forever now, and I knew it. Even if I wanted to stop having sex with Matt, there wouldn't be any way that I could. I'd never experienced anything as wonderful as this. We fucked for about 5 minutes there in the shower. It wasn't very comfortable, but it felt pretty good. Good enough, certainly, that at the end of that time, my brother fired yet another blast of sperm into my vagina. After he was done coming in me, Matt stayed inside my vagina for a few moments, getting his breath back and cupping my breasts. "Wow, this is all so cool," he whispered into my ear. "Yeah." You think I've got you pregnant yet? Maybe, I said, not sure what else to say. I still wasn't exactly wild about the idea of carrying my little brother's baby, but it was obviously turning him on. I hope so, he replied, sawing his still slightly hard penis back and forth inside me for a few seconds before slipping out. Making a mental note to myself to go and get onto the pill, I finished cleaning up, and soon my brother and I exited the shower, went to our respective bedrooms, got dressed, and made ready for the day. The end. Copyright 2024 by Jason Crow. All rights reserved.
You have been listening to an audiobook brought to you by Jason Crow. This story is brought to you free of charge, so if you paid for it, you were ripped off. Sorry about that. If you like this story, go and check out the website jasoncrow.eu for more stories. And while you're there, drop me an email, comment or anything like that to let the authors know you like the story. Or not. Both is fine. But in the end, reading back from you is why we are writing. It's for you, the reader. Or listener in this case, but you know what I mean. Have a great day and hope to see you soon on the jasoncrow.eu website. Take care and stay safe.